just ignorant. It'd be, I don't believe there'd be anything else I would know to say.
Pick?
No, I don't. No, there are people that I think are hicks that haven't lived in remote places.
Uh-huh.
So.
That would just mean somebody who doesn't know very much, socially inept.
A hick would be one to me who maybe hasn't taken advantage of all that has been offered him.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and I think that he usually could live in the country, and that's.
I find it difficult to ask these questions.
Well, it is. It's hard, really, to I don't know. I've used it.
I've heard you use it more about people who could help themselves but didn't.
That's, and I hate to say that it applies to everyone from the country because it isn't true.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard you actually use it in that sense. Your reference to Hicks have been in a derogatory sense to people who should have taken advantage of something they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What's the title of the man who brings you mail?
The mailman.
I always hate that because I'm afraid I'm forcing the thing for the mailman instead of postman or letter carrier or something.
No,
like that.
It's just mailman. I know he's a letter carrier and that he's a postman, but I just don't call him the postman.
If you're up on a ladder doing something, you momentarily lose your balance, but then catch it, you might holler, and your husband would come in and say, "What's the matter?" And you'd say, "I
lost my balance."
And what happened? Or what?
The ladder slipped.
And
almost fell.
If you're washing dishes and your hands are soapy, let's say, and the doorbell rings, you have to dry your hands first, what might you shout? Going away.
No. Just a minute, I'm coming.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to know the distance, say, from here to Okmulgee, what would you ask someone?
How far is it?
If you're going someplace with someone and he starts on ahead, what might you say to him?
I'll meet you.
Well,
such and such place.
Say you're going with him.
Oh.
Say you and Joe here are going.
Oh, I say, well, wait a minute. Or I'll be with you in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Would you say wait for me or wait on me? Or would you say,
no, I'd say wait for me.
And if you want to get someone's attention, something you're doing, you say,
well, I'd call him by name, maybe, or I'd say.
Let's say you have something you wanted to look at.
Say, well, wait a minute, let me see that.
No, you have it. Let's say you want Joe to look at it.
Say, well, look here. Look at this.
I need my glasses when I peer over here at that little counter going round and round and round.
Uh-huh. You want to stop and get them? Or didn't you bring them?
No, they're tucked away someplace. Let's see, parts of the body, this is my
forehead.
This, which one is this?
Your right ear.
And if I had whiskers, which I hope I don't now, you'd say I had grown what?
Beard.
This is my
upper lip.
And the whole thing around
here. Your lip, your mouth.
Mm-hmm. And this is a
tooth.
And these
your
are
teeth.
And these fit into my
gum.
This on my hand is the
palm.